Mr. Rochester continued blind the first 2 years of our union. Perhaps it was that circumstance that drew us so very near, that knit us so very close, for I was then his vision, as I am still his right hand. Literally, I was, what he often called me, the apple of his eye. He saw nature, he saw books through me, and never did I weary of gazing for his behalf and of putting into words the effect of field, tree, town, river, cloud, sunbeam, of the landscape before us, of the weather round us, and impressing by sound on his ear what light could no longer stamp on his eye. Never did I weary of reading to him. Never did I weary of conducting him where he wished to go, of doing for him what he wished to be done. And there was a pleasure in my services, most full, most exquisite, even though sad, because he claimed these services without painful shame or damping humiliation. He loved me so truly that he knew no reluctance in profiting by my attendance. He felt I loved him so fondly that to yield that attendance was to indulge my sweetest wishes. One morning, at the end of the 2 years, as I was writing a letter to his dictation, he came and bent over me and said, "Jane, have you a glittering ornament round your neck?" "I had a gold watch chain," I answered. "Yes." "And have you a pale blue dress on?" "I had." He informed me then that for some time he had fancied the obscurity clouding one eye was becoming less dense, and that now he was sure of it.